This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Indiana governor signs law protecting religious freedom and prohibits the state government from discriminating against houses of worship during a public health emergency. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Governor Eric Holcomb of Indiana has signed into law a bill that protects religious freedoms of houses of worship during a public health emergency. The new law prohibits the state government and any subsequent agencies from discriminating against churches during a public health emergency. Indiana Senate Bill 263 passed a state House of Representatives vote 74-20 and passed the Senate 63-10. The bill, which goes into effect the 1st of July 2021, prohibits the state and a political subdivision from imposing restrictions on a religious organization that are more restrictive than restrictions imposed on other businesses and organizations that provide essential services to the public. And it also provides that the state, a political subdivision, or an officer or employee of the state, or a political subdivision may not restrict the right of the people to worship or to worship in person during a disaster emergency. Indiana is the most recent state, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was the first governor to issue a statewide executive order mandating that churches and in-person worship are essential and will be respected, preempting all local orders to the contrary. Governor Ron DeSantis' April 1, 2020 action was a direct response to the arrest of Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, the lead pastor of the Tampa Bay church called The River, being the first pastor to be punished due to COVID-19 government restrictions. Even though Pastor Howard Brown and The River Church exceeded the requirements for a secular business and were assured by the Hillsborough County Sheriff that there was no intent to interfere with the church service, he was arrested on March 30th for holding an in-person service the day before. He was given 2 second-degree misdemeanor charges that could have landed him in prison for 2 months and a $500 fine. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver, who had represented Pastor Howard Brown, commented about the recent Indiana development that, "We commend Governor Eric Holcomb and the Indiana legislature for acknowledging that the government cannot use a pandemic to discriminate against houses of worship. We cannot allow one person, whether state or local, to have unchecked discretion to write a church into or out of existence by one word, the word essential. Such authority is extraordinary and runs counter to American history and constitutional law. Pray that more states will take a public and legal stand defending the First Amendment and God-given rights to worship together and freely exercise our religion."